Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WIN TV. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
I tell you what, if you keep doing such a good job on the WIN TV reading the news, you'll have the gig full time soon, before you know it.
We'll see about that.
Well, that's the way it happens. You start on the sports desk, and then they put you in the main chair, and then all of a sudden, things happen. You never know.
I've been doing sport too much.
Yeah. Well, let's talk sport. Hurricanes tonight, Melbourne Stars at the MCG. It's actually a twilight game, isn't it?
Yeah, that caught me off guard, actually. I didn't realise that till last night. So, yes, set your alarm so you don't miss it. Don't tune in at 7 o'clock and see that the game's half over. But how exciting to have it all back, isn't it? And particularly the Hurricanes list that they've put together. Obviously, Ricky Ponting now, the head of strategy there, which is anything Ricky Ponting's involved with is normally successful. And hopefully, it's our year. I mean, we've been close so many times before, haven't we? But, you know, seeing some of the talent we've brought in, the three Pakistani guys, which is going to be awesome to see them light up the BBL, and then Neesham and Crawley as replacement players. But then our own domestic talent as well, Tim David, Nathan Ellis, Ben McDermott, Riley Meredith, Darcy Short, Matthew Wade. So if you look on paper, Darren, we are the team to beat, but cricket games aren't one on paper. They're one on the pitch, so they need to put it out there and get the job done, the boys.
Yeah. All right, so 5 o'clock for that game tonight. Let's go to the test match tomorrow at the Gabba. Well, the media are hyping this up to the max, and rightly so. I mean, we haven't played them since, you know what, happened 4 years ago.
Yeah, don't mention the S word. That's right. But you're right, yeah, it's going to be huge, isn't it? And a lot of pressure on David Warner coming into this game, of course. A lot of people questioning how he's travelling with his form, and obviously he was the key part of that sandpaper gate back in 2018. So no doubt there'll be a lot of sledging out there as well on the ground, you'd think. But yeah, can't wait for it. Obviously the West Indies test series was bitterly disappointing the way all that played out and how easily we won it. So fingers crossed, this one's a little bit closer.
All right, so Pat Cummins back. The Hoff's out, so Bolan retains his spot. I think that's what's going to happen tomorrow. Yep.
Neither are out too, so Bolan will keep his place,
yeah. Yeah, all right, so that's on tomorrow at the Gabba. Right, let's go to the Jack Jumpers. What are they up to this weekend?
Well, they had a good win against Sydney, of course, so they're 8-6 to start the season, and I say start, we're halfway through now, so we're sitting pretty well, 8-6, and obviously, we've got five of our next seven games at home starting tomorrow night against the Cairns Taipans. So Cairns pulled our pants down earlier in the year at home, so we'll be out for revenge against them. They shot the lights out that night, and they're a very good team this year, so they're not the easy beats they probably were the last few years. They've got Adam Ford as their coach now and going really, really nicely. So it won't be an easy task for us tomorrow night, but I'm pretty confident we'll get the job done.
Right. Let's go to the other round ball game. So World Cup final. Now, 2 a.m. Monday morning, I believe it is.
Shocking time. What do you do in that situation?
Well, I just watch the replay when I get home from work. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's tough for you at that time. I'll get up, but it won't be easy, that's for sure. It won't be easy. Then do you go back to sleep after, or do you stay up and push through? I don't know. But regardless, it's worth getting up for because we've got the two form teams up against each other, haven't we? And if you look at the bookies, they can't be split, France and Argentina, and it's hard to pick a winner, isn't it? I'm going to go France, but not with any great confidence. I think it's been a while since a nation has gone back-to-back at a World Cup, but obviously France had that opportunity come Monday morning. We've got two of the best players in the world in Messi and Mbappe going against each other. So it's all set up perfectly, Darren, and, yeah, can't wait for it.
Yeah, be an awesome game. All right, let's stay in soccer. A-League's back in action.
Yeah, it is. It was actually back last weekend after the break for the World Cup. But, it starts tonight, round eight. Newcastle Jets hosting the Brisbane Roar. We've got three games tomorrow. Wellington, Phoenix, Adelaide United, Central Coast and Sydney, and Melbourne City and Melbourne Victory. And then a couple of games on Sunday, Western United and the Western Sydney Wanderers, Macarthur and Perth Glory. And then Wednesday, round eight, finishes on the 21st, Central Coast and Newcastle Jets. So, if you look at the ladder to start the season, Melbourne Victory still out in front. Only 2 points ahead, though, of Western Sydney Wanderers, who are second. Adelaide United on 12 points in third. Sydney FC and Melbourne Victory in fourth and fifth. So it's a pretty tight table at the moment. So it's anyone's race at the moment to take over and take that top spot from Melbourne City.
Yeah. There's some good sport around at the moment. The BBL, the Test cricket, the Jack Jumpers, the World Cup, and the FINA World Short Course Swimming Championships underway in Melbourne. Just a shout out, well, not that you can hear me, but Lani Pallister. Now, this kid, she's the daughter of former Australian swimmer Janelle Alford, who's also her coach. So mum's the coach. So you can imagine how hard that would be. And she's paying dividends. She's got a couple of gold medals and going great guns. So she's one of the stars of the show. We've won some relays. So we're going pretty well in the short course. Of course, our big star, Titmus, not swimming, but I heard her do some commentary work for Channel 9 the other night.
Yeah, no doubt. Dad's given her some pointers there. And she's coming across pretty well so far, isn't she? But, yeah, no, liking it. It's a shame we haven't got Ariane out there because she's our girl, of course, and it'd be nice to see her out there. But obviously made the decision not to take part, and that's okay. She's had a very busy schedule, we know that. So, yeah, look, it's going well. Obviously, Cole Chalmers is outstanding. There's lots of little stories that come out of these events, isn't there, these meets. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing how the rest plays out.
Righto, mate. Thanks for that. And we'll, before the news tonight, let's plug the Water Boys tomorrow morning. Yeah. Who's on?
Yeah, big show. We'll be right across the World Cup final. We'll pull that right apart and preview it. Looking forward to that. And a lot of cricket on the show. We've got Joel Parris from the Hurricanes after their opening game tonight. Also Molly Strano, because the girls resume their WNCL campaign on Sunday after the BBL break, which is good. We're also going to talk basketball with Jake Chance, the associate head coach of the Jack Jumpers, ahead of the game tomorrow night. And also one of the Tassie skippers from the Sydney to Hobart. That's only a bit over a week away. Can you believe it, Darren?
Wow.
It's come around very, very quickly.
All right, Waterboys tomorrow from 10 following Martin Saturday Sports Show. And, of course, you're on the WIN TV News. You're reading the news again tonight, are you?
I am, yes. Tune in, 5:30. Not watching the Hurricanes, which I'd like to be, instead of reading the news. Come watch me instead.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. Talk Monday.
Thanks, Darren.